Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades because they've been able to find the right insurance at the right price for their customers. It doesn't matter if it's personal, commercial, business, whatever it happens to be. They'll take care of all of it for you. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for this day in sports history. In 1850 in Worcester, Massachusetts, Harvard, Yale, and decided that freshmen would meet in intercollegiate billiards for the first time. There's only like freshman eligibility in billiards. You just don't know what you're going to get. Yeah, also in this day, in 1978, Pete Rose with the Reds broke the National League record for consecutive base hits. His 38th consecutive game with the hit. Tommy Holmes of the Braves had been the previous, of the Boston Braves, been the previous record holder. Got it to 44 games. And then finally had it snapped by the Braves. 1987, the Salt Lake City Trappers set a baseball record when they won their 29th game in a row. In 1999, Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France. He was only the second American to win the race. He also won his sixth consecutive Tour de France on this date in 2004. What an accomplishment to be proud of. His biographer continues to defend him somewhat. Sally Jenkins. Interesting. Time now to bring in Matt Leon from KYW in Philadelphia, who somehow made it over the Walt Whitman Bridge today into work. Matt, how does it feel to be enclosed, my man?
Not too bad. I was actually pleasantly surprised with the drive-in this morning. I braced for the worst, and it wasn't great, but it also wasn't a nightmare. So you take the little wins when you can get them.
Well, remember, Friday's on the horizon. All right.
Absolutely.
That's just in terms of travel back and forth, not in terms of politics. All right. I want to start with the Phillies. A lot of rumors running around about what they might and might not do. So let's get to the rumors. Chapman's already been traded by the Yankees or the Cubs. So what does the Matt Leon crystal ball say about the Phillies?
I think they might have one or two small trades in them. And really, if you kind of think about it, they don't have any big pieces to trade. No one that they want to get rid of. I'd really be surprised if Jeremy Hellickson is here come August 1st.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense. He's pitching well. I'm not anti-Hellickson, they're so stacked with young starting pitching that it just makes sense to move him. And when you've got a kid in the minors like Jake Thompson, who's just been on fire for a month and a half and is starting on the same day as Hellickson is at AAA, it makes such a seamless transition. So I would really think that Hellickson, who actually is going to pitch tonight, barring a deal in Miami, that I would think he would go. Another guy, I thought they might trade Andres Blanco, but he hurt his finger in the loss to the Pirates yesterday.
Yeah.
So that would take him off, at least for now. But I think he's a guy that if you get something going in August, you can get him on the, in the waiver trade deadline. I think Denmar Gomez is a possibility. He has been very, very good as a closer this year. And I think he's expendable on a team like this. And when you consider when they broke camp back in April, he was considered a sixth or seventh inning guy. He only became the closer because everybody else around him imploded at the beginning of the season, and he was steady. And, I think where they are as an organization, where they are as a group, they could trade him and add some, even if it's a lottery ticket prospect, I think it's a win for the organization. So those are a couple guys I think he could move. I think the talk of Peter Borges has cooled as he has cooled off here over the last couple of weeks. There were when he was red hot there in June, I think there were a lot of people thought they might be able to sneak a deal for him and get something for him. But yeah, there's not a lot, and there's really not a need to do a whole heck of a lot right now. I think we all understand where the organization is. Right. They are this year and next, I really think, are just kind of a giant petri dish. You're kind of letting this whole thing come together, letting it build, and then, you know, you'll get a real feel for what young players you think are going to play out and which ones aren't.
Hey, there's wild rumors running around about Velasquez. I can't picture them dealing him anyway. Well, that made no sense to me.
Now, and you know what? And this is kind of, I'll have to tell you, this is where our business is. You know, the rumor is that the Rangers were interested in Vincent Velasquez. Well, I'm sure 31 teams are interested in Vincent Velasquez. You know, I don't think it's anything more than that. Is somebody just mentions somebody in passing and all of a sudden it becomes news. Sure. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why I guess if you're going to give up 5 or 6 top minor league prospects for him, you never say never. But, you know, in a realistic situation, it would make no sense for the Phillies to look to move him or really be active in talking to anyone about it.
Okay, let me bring this one up to you, and that is, we know how the Pirates handled the calling up of Gregory Polanco, how Bryce Harper was brought up in the timing of that with Washington, Chris Bryant with the Cubs. What are the call-up issues, if any, in terms of the timing of some of these prospects that they have? Can they call them up in September and start the clock then, or might we see some of this May call-up next year instead?
I don't think there is any situation like that, at least not that I've heard, and you don't get the feeling that's really how they're going to operate, because I think they're really not in a hurry with these guys to start with. You know, and I think I've mentioned this before. I think they've been pretty good to this point that when a guy kind of demands a call up, they call him up. And, you know, it took J.P. Crawford a while to get going at AAA. In the last month, he's been very good at AAA. Nick Williams is starting to really get hot. You know, Tommy Joseph came out of nowhere at AAA, was hitting like 400. They called him up, and he's been pretty steady in the lineup up here. And I think we're hitting that tipping point with Jake Thompson where he really has nothing left to prove at AAA, and you might get to the point of, I hate saying like a guy would get bored because he's on the cusp of the major leagues, but he's really done everything he can do at AAA and the next logical step. So I don't think, I mean, it's always a possibility of this political games. We saw that the Phillies did it with Michael Franco a couple years ago. You know, but I haven't heard anything to that point, but, you know, who knows, but I don't think that plays into anything right now.
Right. I'm just wondering because, I mean, I'm sure maybe people have wondered how the clock might operate with some of these guys because when September comes around, you know, you expand the roster to 40. The question is, how do you expand it and do you play some of them that you think you'd like to give a September tryout to?
Oh, absolutely. I think you look at stuff like that and – like I said, anything's a possibility, and it's obviously played much more because this was something that people didn't think about, it seemed like, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's something that's just kind of come about the last few years, at least something that was kind of openly discussed, maybe not by the organizations, but the people around them.
Well, I think part of that is it's part of the new collective bargaining agreement. Now, the next one comes up is due. See, I mean, the last collective bargaining agreement was passed so quietly with no fanfare, I think people didn't realize until they read it that stuff like that was in there, but nobody knew about it because, I mean, do you even remember them announcing that they passed it?
No, and absolutely, and, you know, 90% of your fan base doesn't care. They just want to know if there's not going to be a strike. Right. That's where the interest in the collective bargaining agreement ends.
Yeah, exactly. And the next one, by the way, just so fans know, is due at the end of this year.
Yeah.
The end of this year is when the current collective bargaining agreement runs out. Eagles training camp coming up. Your thoughts on going into it, things that you will watch right away. I mean, we know the obvious one is obviously quarterback, but what about some other spots?
Well, they actually started today with the first full squad is Thursday.
Yep.
The quarterbacks, rookies, and the ever-popular selected veterans started today. I mean, obviously you're looking at Carson Wentz, and I think past Wentz, who once again, Doug Peterson reiterated, is third on the depth chart behind Sam Bradford and one of the luckiest humans on earth, Chase Daniel. But past that, I think you're looking – I think the defense is going to be good. I think they've got their easily the most talent on that side of the ball. And I think Schwartz was a great hire as defensive coordinator. I think if you're an Eagles fan, you're looking at this training camp, where are the weapons on offense? Who's going to emerge? I think Ryan Matthews is a very good back, when healthy. Right. I know it's the NFL, and that's always a concern. But with Ryan Matthews, it has really been a concern. I think Jordan Matthews is a nice receiver, and you would hope that the arc continues to go up. But I also think last year he wasn't as explosive as he was as a rookie. And I think last year a lot of his numbers were acquired in garbage time. I think he put a lot of his scores and his catches in games that were already decided. I think the argument can be made, as much as I think Bradford got better as the season went on. I mean, he'd make the same argument about Sam Bradford, too, that a lot of his numbers came in a couple of games where the Eagles, for the most part, really weren't competitive. But that's the thing I'm looking for. I mean, I think the offensive line is going to be better, and that's going to be important. But I want to see where are the plays going to come on this offense, who are going to be the go-to guys. Because I think right now the guy at the top of that list is Zach Ertz, and I think Zach Ertz is a very good tight end, but I don't know if he is a game-changer.
There's another part to this, too. The Alex Smith was not a big touchdown pass guy when it came to wideouts with Kansas City. Is that a concern, considering that there's no real breakout wideout for Philadelphia?
I think so. I've always been – I mean, I'm one of those guys that – as long as you're scoring the touchdowns, I don't care where they come from.
I agree with that.
I think it's an interest. That stat about Chiefs wide receivers was fascinating, how long that went on, because it almost seemed like a statistical improbability that a ball wouldn't bounce off somebody's chest into somebody's hands or something like that. But, I think it's possible you could see it skewed that way. Maybe not the big goose egg, but you could see tight ends. Because you've got to remember, Darren Sproles is going to be a much bigger – one of the great mysteries of the Chip Kelly era was the lack of touches for Darren Sproles in the big picture.
That's his fault.
I'll never understand that. So if nothing else, Sproles should be fresh this year. But, between him, they do have depth at the tight end. Between Ertz, you've still got Brent Celek. You could see it definitely skew that way. And, you want to see a wide receiver. I think there's possibility. I mean, I think Jordan Matthews has the potential to really blossom. I think Nelson Agholor has the potential. You know who you could watch? We've talked for 5 minutes about the Eagles. You know who's a guy to watch? Reuben Randle.
Yes,
the former Giants wide receiver. He could end up being better than the whole lot of them. I think he could be a guy that was in the wrong place at the wrong time, given what Odell Beckham became and how much of the offense was targeted to Beckham. He is a guy that obviously has pedigree, has talent coming out of LSU, was a second-round pick, and performed for the Giants. He wasn't a washout with the Giants.
No.
He just got completely overwhelmed by how good Beckham was.
No question. A lot of people did because, I mean, Beckham is a dominating figure. Now they're going to get Victor Cruz back, too, so he probably is a better fit in Philly. Matt, thanks. So much appreciated. Good luck fighting the traffic. We'll talk to you next week. We'll come back next half hour. James Franklin's press conference from Chicago at Big Ten Media Day on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's only one. Only one auto dealer selling cars at $101 under invoice. And offering you 0% financing for up to 66 months. It's Sunbury Motors Kia.
Want to see you in a Kia.
SMC hit their initial limit for this deal, but they're extending this offer through the end of the month. All remaining 2016 Kias are still priced at $101 under invoice. That's all applicable factory incentives, but only to Kia buyers through the end of the month. But that's not all. There's also 0% financing available for up to 66 months. Have a trade? They'll pay you top dollar for that as well. Plus, you get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty.
What are you going to do with all the money you're saving?
Now is the time to buy the number one brand for initial quality in J.D. Powers and Associates initial quality study. Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Captain Tag Veteran. 0% APR financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. Details at dealer.com.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car. picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Yes. I think Drew has confused Lisa Barrett for years. All right. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. And we'll have James Franklin next half hour. Big Ten Media Day today. Nebraska was supposed to be a part of it, but they're not going to be for obvious reasons. With the death of the punter, Sam Foltz, also Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter. Life is just so precious, and it just, you hear about something like that, and it's so young. The fact that they're athletes is, obviously the reason we're talking about it, because, it's a sports show. But it does really bring things into perspective as to what's important in life. My goodness. And so Nebraska's not there. Jim Harbaugh was there today wearing a jacket, a tie, and a hat, a Michigan hat. In his own personal fashion statement today. He does stick out. I'll give him credit. He does stick out. But we're going to hear James Franklin. Now, tomorrow, Jim Delaney will talk. And we'll have that for you as well. Because what he'll be talking about in particular will be the new television contracts. Now, there'll be some other issues he'll discuss as well, but the TV contracts will be the big deal. And the television contracts are improperly, it's improperly being reported that each school gets $31 million or something like that. What some people are forgetting is that Rutgers and Maryland will not become full partners in this agreement until the fourth year of the agreement. Nebraska becomes a full partner in the agreement the first year of the agreement. But we'll hear from Jim Delaney about all that and more coming up tomorrow. James Franklin today from Chicago. Big Ten Media Day, it is that time of the year. Urban Meyer, by the way, will talk tomorrow. Jim Harbaugh has already talked today, but James Franklin has his moment coming up shortly, and we will go to Chicago and hear that. There's some excitement around the program. There's no question about that. The program still, the one area it still is skewed is how heavily weighted certain classes are in numbers versus other classes. For example, the senior class only has 11. The junior class isn't that big either. But that's all part of the comeback trail that Penn State has had to blaze to get to this point. And as I've said many, many times in this show, if Bill O'Brien said it to me once, he said it to me at least 20 times. 14 and 15 would be the two roughest years of the program because of the reduced numbers. And even when you're trying to bounce back, now Penn State this year for the first time does have the numbers. For the most part, they have the positional balance. They still don't quite have the class balance. So James Franklin, next half hour, talking about all this and much more. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studios, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We'll come back next hour of the show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.